The text for this morning is the gospel reading for the day, and it has been read. Jesus is in an interesting setting here. He, of course, is preaching the kingdom of God. He's preaching faith. He's preaching all kinds of applications, not only for his disciples, but for the crowd that's assembled. And then he does what I would consider a gigantic object lesson. When he has finished preaching, he says, "Peter, let's see if you've been listening to what I said, as well as the others." And he says, "Go out into the deep and do what you know as a professional fisherman to be totally wrong." And that's exactly what Peter was asked to do. They were asked to fish in the heat of the day, which is not the best time. Jesus told them to go out into the deep, which is not where the fishermen operated. They simply would operate off the shoals and off the tables and the flat spots in terms of making the nets use better. And they were using the wrong nets, too, for the deep. Now, why did Jesus command them to do this? He doesn't do it in an autocratic, hurtful way, but he does it in a test the faith way. And says, "Now, how do you decide this?" And Peter offers kind of a weak argument. He says, "Well, we fished all night, but nevertheless, at your word, we'll do it." And that's exactly what happens. And of course, then we see the results. And the results are phenomenal. What Peter was asked to do was to say, "Put your faith into action." And then Jesus demonstrated what that action would look like. What kind of results could occur? And of course, in the process, we see very dramatic results happen. You are going to face some of the same challenges of faith. If Satan isn't working on you, you aren't getting much done. And how is he going to operate with you? He's going to tell you a couple of things. First of all, that what God asks is stupid, and that he's asking too much, and that he literally wants you to fail. And there's a part of you that will say, "Yes, I think these things are true." But the faith must come through. We must be able to say no to Satan and yes to Jesus, and to respond in this way. Things are going to be difficult at times. Many times you're going to face challenges that you don't think you can get your way through. But the reality is you can, with the power of the Spirit and with Jesus literally telling you how to conduct your faith and conduct your ministry and how to be blessed in that process. There's a little plaque on a church in England I'd like to share with you. It's a 17th century church, and it reads this way. "In the year 1653, when all things sacred were either throughout the nation demolished or profaned, Sir Robert Shirley Barnett founded this church, whose singular praise is to have done the best of things in the worst of times and hoped in the most calamitous situation." You are called upon to literally do the kind of application of faith that even is in the worst of times, and to hope in the times of situations that look as though they are totally hopeless, because they are not. They are the Lord. And the Lord will be there. He promises that, and he's faithful to that promise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.